Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. This week in the podcast, episode 375, I'm going to talk about how to define your communication preferences in clear terms. No more guessing. No more assumptions. This particular episode of the podcast is based on a newsletter issue that I wrote recently on my LinkedIn newsletter of the same title called Just Saying. So if you are connected with me on LinkedIn, I recommend looking up that newsletter, and you could subscribe if you want. It's called Just Saying, and that episode is the same title, Defining Your Communication Preferences in Clear Terms. And I thought, you know what? I need to do a podcast on this too. So the topics in the newsletter are often different than the podcast. So the newsletter and the podcast, the same title, but the topics can be different. But in this particular case, I thought I should do both. Kind of a double tap of topics, if you will. Why am I doing it? Really, because our peers and subordinates need to know what works for us and what doesn't. They shouldn't have to guess. We can tell them, but we got to think about it. What does work for me and what doesn't work for me? And this is inspired by a meeting that I had at command, a four-star command, not that long ago. And in this meeting, we were talking specifically about preparing the command for an incoming commander. And there's a, so this, I guess it's the end of the summer, early fall. There's a commander coming in, a new commander, and then a person's leaving. And the team that I was working for, I was invited to sit down in this meeting, was to help understand what were the key messaging and the key imperatives or initiatives that this new commander would and could and should be talking about in light of the predecessor who had been talking about some things for the last 4 years or 3 years, whatever it was. And it was a super interesting conversation. We talked about, what should happen in the first 30 days of this new commander coming in and first 90 days. And there's a lot of debate about, should there be continuity? Should be a new platform? Should be the same messaging? Should be different? I mean, there's no initially at that meeting, what a conclusion of what should be, because that commander hadn't been finally approved. They're still in process of being approved. But we were certainly talking about all of that. And at the end of the meeting, I always find it kind of funny because I've never been in the military. So I'm sitting in these rooms with all these really, really cool leaders, and they're having this debate. And I feel like a little bit of an outsider, but I'm happy to help and share a perspective from my business and corporate experience and what we do professionally and teaching people how to communicate. But at the end of the meeting, we were walking out, and this one person says, you know, it'd be really great if you did a podcast on communication preferences. And anytime somebody says that to me, I always take note, because A, that person in that meeting was listening to the podcast, and B, if that's a need, I'm like, you know what? That's the people that you serve, in this case, this command, which is very near and dear to my heart. When they ask for something, I'm going to do it. So I wrote a LinkedIn newsletter on this. It came out about a week ago. And this podcast is basically a summary of that. And in that, I want you to think about, maybe it's a new leader, or maybe you're in a new role, or maybe you support somebody in a new role, or maybe it's a new job, entirely new job, or maybe you find that in the leadership position, you, or maybe somebody that you work for, the communication's all messed up. It's just jammed up. There's too much noise. There's too much information. The priorities aren't unclear. It's like a log jam of words and sentences and phrases and information, and all just bottlenecks into a big dam, and it's all jammed up. Whatever the instance is, we deem like, you know what? It would probably be helpful if that leader, maybe that's me, or maybe that's somebody I work with or work for, it would really be helpful to everybody if that person came out and said, here are my communication preferences. Now, my disclaimer is I don't have the silver bullet to this whole thing. So I don't have you plug all this into a big piece of software and it spits out this beautiful profile. What I'm going to recommend is somewhere between observing and learning over a year what works for the person through trial and error in some fancy, elaborate, sophisticated AI-driven model of communication profile and preferences that maybe exists and maybe doesn't exist. I don't know. If I could design it someday, I'll tell you. But right now, I'm just going to give you my perspective on how would a person who's coming into a new role, or a new leader or day one in a job be able to tell their subordinates and their peers, okay, here are my communication preferences. Okay, this is what works for me, and this is what doesn't. So here's a couple of things to think about. I've kind of broken down into two steps. Step one is really around focus, frequency, and format. Focus, frequency, and format. So in terms of preferences, you know, focus is, all right, what's the best way to organize information to manage my focus? Because I can focus on a million things, but how do you want to manage my focus? Well, I prefer that you manage my focus by telling me always what's the most important thing first and why it matters to me or to us. That's a great way to manage my focus. What I don't want to see from a communication basis is people mismanaging my focus by talking about the least important thing first or getting to the point at the end. That doesn't work. It doesn't work for anybody. Manage their focus. Tell them what the point is first. Give them the executive summary, always. Second thing is, that's the focus. Frequency. How often do I need to hear from you? Have you even talked about it together? Not just alone. All right. I have an admin. I have a chief of staff. I have an executive officer. I have an executive assistant. I have a VP of marketing, whatever. Have I talked with you and you talked with me about the frequency of our interaction? Is it weekly? Is it daily? Is it twice a week? If you don't talk about it, you'll end up talking too frequently or not frequently enough. Side note, this is very dangerous if you don't work in the same place. All right, because if you're hybrid, remote, what works for you might not work for me. So you might think, well, if you need it, you'll call me. And I might think, I need to hear from you on this topic every day. So frequency, define it. Stop guessing, stop being the person who assumes, define the frequency. And then finally, format. What's the format? Do I like a handout? Do I like a couple of slides? Do I like a one pager? Do I like a couple of bullet points in my Outlook invitations? What's the format? Talk about it and start after the fact. Did that format work for you? Did that help? I like pre-reads. I like to read ahead before I have a meeting. That's a format that works for me. I don't like looking at slides. Some people do. Talk about the format. So that's step one, focus, frequency, and format. Okay. That starts to narrow the vision and clarify, hey, you know what? That works for me. This other way doesn't really work for me. Okay. Step two, I call it, and apologies here, I love alliterations, and a triple alliteration works better than a double. See it, say it, solve it. Okay. By seeing it, step two is about visibility. By this, I mean, I can be visible to something like the weather without saying it or solving it. I just know through visibility that if I look at my phone and I look at weather radar in a forecast, there is a sense of ongoing visibility to things. And for me, Slack works great for this. And other people use Teams, they have daily emails. But how do you keep each other visible? Invisible, just like I know what's happening without having to ask you. So do you have the right level of visibility that you can see it? And if you need to ask questions, you will. So in my line of work, when something happens on a regular basis, oh, a new organization called and they want to engage our services. Well, it's nice to know that that happened. If I want to know more, I'll ask. Oh, we just got a call from such and such a company. Oh, that's great. That's a visibility. So see it. I'm seeing it. Like I see, it's like the weather, like a weather radar, weather formats. I can see it. I don't need to know all the atmospheric pressures and all the data points and all that. It's just a general visibility to things. Then saying it. Do you want me to say something? Do you want a response? Do you want a reply? Do you want a reaction? Okay, what do you want? Do you want me to say something? Well, tell me. I'm going to show you this thing, and what I'd like you to do is think about it and let me know what you think about the issue. Comment on it. That's saying it. That's saying something. Now I know what my role is. My role is no longer just seeing it. Now you want me to say something about it. And then finally is solving it. Well, my role has changed now. It's not just commenting. I'm actually deciding. I'm actually providing a decision or a solution to your problem. Those, by the way, seeing it, saying it, and then solving it, my role has changed. Well, my preference is, I want to know what my role is in those conversations by you making it clear. Is this for visibility? Yes. Okay. Some people call it for your situational awareness. Got it. Do you want commentary? Okay. That's different. Okay. Are you looking for decision? If you can do in step two that, now I'm really narrowing it down into like I'm starting to give you my preferences as a communicator versus having you guess or assume or just observe over time. I think this is what a lot of people do, is they kind of just watch and wait and make trial by error on the job training. Be much easier if you just took these first two steps out front and had a conversation with the person. And here's the thing, it doesn't have to be perfect, but we're talking about it. We're talking about it in those lenses of focus, frequency, and format, and then seeing it, saying it, and then solving it. If you can start to use those sort of two, think of it like you go into an eye exam. In step one is like one of those things on your left eye, and then the other one is on your right eye, and they keep on turning them. Like, is that an F? Is that an E? Like your vision starts to clarify, like, okay, that really works for me. I think that's a really strong starting point to defining, describing what your preferences are from a communication standpoint, you to them and them to you, in clear terms. Okay, that really works for me. Or you know what? That doesn't. But if you don't do any of this, you'll run the risk of creating tension, unfulfilled expectations. As I heard once, I've said this before in this podcast, a frustration is defined as an unfulfilled expectation. Think about it. I'm expecting something and I get something else. I'm going to get frustrated. It's the natural thing to do. Well, if you haven't defined your expectations, they call this expectations management. When it comes to communication preferences, if you haven't defined it or somebody hasn't asked you to describe it, there will be tension unnecessarily, especially when you're establishing a new leadership role. So my recommendation is talk about it in these two steps. Step one, let's talk about focus. How do you manage my focus? The frequency of communication and the format. And then step two is around seeing something, staying visible, saying something, your response, your reaction. And then finally, solving it, making a decision, coming up with an answer. Okay. And that should really contribute in a pretty meaningful way to getting people on the same page and working well together. So if you can, take the time to paint a picture on your preferences and share it. And maybe others will stop being the problem, and because you're giving them the solution. Just saying.